Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sports King India Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Devansh Dedhia from the Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Sports King India Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all participants on the Q1 FY25 financial results discussion call. Today on the call, we have Mr. Munish Awasthi, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Lavlesh Sharma, who is the Company Secretary. With this, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I take you the financial performance of the company for the quarter ending 31st June 2024. For quarter one FY25, Sports King India Limited achieved revenue from operations of INR 634 crores, up 17.7% year-on-year and 3.7% quarter-to-quarter basis. Share of export of revenue was 47% as compared to 41% in the previous quarter. Exports have grown by 16% year-on-year from INR 250 crores to INR 290 crores. The gross profit stood at INR 150 crores with an increase of 30.1% on YOY basis and 5.1% quarterly basis. Gross profit margin expanded by 232 basis YOY and 31 basis points QOQ. The company benefited from the lower input cost as well as power cost being relatively unchanged even as production has increased. EBITDA for the quarter was INR 73.8 crores with an EBITDA margin of 11.6%. EBITDA increased by 48.15% YOY and 10% QOQ. EBITDA margin improved by about 240 basis points YOY and 66 basis points QOQ due to higher gross profit being further aided by moderate increase in flight cost and controlled rise-in expenses. Profit after tax was 31.8 crores, registering an increase of 75.1% YOY and 39.2% QOQ. PAT margins were thus 5%, experiencing a margin expansion of 165 basis points on a yearly basis and 128 basis points sequentially. We are working on reducing the interest outlay going forward as compared to short-term borrowing can be reduced by approximately 300 crores as of date as compared to last quarter. The board has also considered and approved the subdivision split of one equity share having face value of rupees 1 each into 10 equity shares having face value of rupees 1 each by alteration of capital clause in the memorandum of association of the company, subject to approvals of the members of the company in the ensuing general meeting. Thank you all. Now I will hand over the call to Mr. Munish Awasthi, CMD of the company, who will take you through the operational performance as well as outlook.
Thank you, Sandeep. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, I hope you have all had an opportunity to go through the investor deck and the press release that we have uploaded on the exchanges. There is a marked improvement in the results vis-à-vis last quarter and last year. We had a pretty stable environment of cotton prices in the last 3 months and slight improvement in the yarn demand, both in exports and domestic market, which led to some improvement in the margins as we could increase price slightly. As all of our expanded capacities have been integrated, so there was some improvement in the operational efficiencies leading to the improvement in margins. Going ahead, there are uncertainties and opportunities which are presenting us going forward. Let me take care of the uncertainties first. The biggest uncertainty right now is the increased MSP, which is a big challenge going forward, as world prices being lower can make Indian cotton less competitive. Another big uncertainty right now, which actually hurt us in this last quarter also, was volatile freights, which have been a cause of concern. So looking at these opportunities, these uncertainties, but I think the opportunities are more than uncertainties. The tailwinds we are anticipating is, first, the import is less prohibitive with our offset being extended to advance authorization. So now we can plan our raw material and inventory management can be much better. We see a sustained demand recovery going forward as sales to inventory index of most of the Western countries is at a 3-year low. So we expect the orders to sustain, and with the upcoming festive season and the orders to get more traction. Exports are doing well, and we expect one of the key markets to do even better, with incentives to use local yarn in Bangladesh coming down sharply. We see a lot of consolidation happening across in the spinning sector across the world, with inefficient capacities getting permanently shut. The unofficial number, India itself, is close to 4 to 5 million spindles in the last 2 years, which will benefit the strong players once the demand comes at full throttle. Another macro thing is that easing of interest rates in the Western countries is also anticipated to happen, and it has already started happening in Europe, which can lead to a better demand going forward. Outlook on the spinning sector remains cautiously optimistic, with buyers rewarding suppliers who ensure consistent and quality supply. So now I request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants present on the audio bridge who have wished to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gunit Singh from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. So can you please give me the trend of raw cotton prices in the last quarter and currently and as compared to last year?
So last quarter, the prices in India, they started at around, I think, 65,000 last year, around September, October. And slowly and steadily, they came down and they bottomed out in January to March quarter at around 55,000. So in last quarter, the prices were range bound. They were between, 55,000 to 58,000 only. And right now, they are at the same price. So we have seen them highly stabilized in last 8 to 9 months. There was a brief uptick in February, March. But other than that, they have been in a price range of 55,000 to 60,000. And right now, they are in, the cotton prices are around 57,000. And going ahead, we think these prices will come down as the international prices have started coming down. And in the last 10-15 days, they have come down very sharply. So we expect the Indian prices to also correct once the new crop starts coming in. And we see a good crop. So, yeah, the outlook is for stable to lower prices.
All right. Sir, can you also share a similar trend for our average realizations for our yarn?
The realization for yarn for the spreads, let me talk about the spreads.
Yeah.
The spreads of the yarn for us, for all the total basket has increased. The last year, this quarter, it was around 98 rupees. And last quarter was around 105 rupees. And this quarter, it has gone up to 110 rupees. This is a consistent uptake in the spreads in the last 4 quarters.
All right, sir. So will we be able to maintain these prices considering that international cotton prices are going down?
So international prices are going down, definitely, which is actually a good thing because, you know, lower prices are always good, and Indian prices, I think, will always also follow suit. But the international prices which have gone down are for the cotton, which can be consumed only after December, November, because you're getting shipments for only October shipments or November shipments. So for next 4 to 5 months, we don't expect Indian prices to, you know, and even the prices, the cotton with our competitors across the world to be much lesser than what it is right now.
All right, Susan, will we be able to maintain the spreads, or do you think that with lower prices of cotton, will we be able to improve the spreads going forward?
So we expect, you know, the demand, as you know, the spreads right now, what they are, we expect them to be stabilized right here, or, you know, to be around here for the quarter we are in. But we expect definitely if the demand improves, which we really expect it to improve, then margins, the spreads to improve further from next second half.
All right, sir.
It all depends on the demand, you know.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand the revenue growth that was reported, how much it is attributed to the volume growth?
So almost nothing. So the volume growth was from year to year, it is, I think you have stated it's about 20%. So it's about... the sale volume has gone up by almost 15%. Yeah, 15% is attributed to the volume growth.
15% year on year, right?
Yeah.
And sir, I mean, continuing to the previous participation question regarding the decline in the international cotton prices. Now since the gap is almost...
You are not fully audible, you know. I can't hear you. It's very blurred.
Is it clear now?
Slightly better, but it can be better.
Yeah. So, sir, just wanted to continue in the previous participant question. Now, with the international prices are almost 10% discount to the domestic prices, do we think that the spreads going ahead will continue, will come under pressure?
Yeah, it's, you know, see, right now we have an option to import as well. So, you know, when it comes to India, we are pretty much, you know, the competition from other countries almost minimal when it comes to exports. So, and domestic market anyways is, you know, dependent on local players. So we feel that as the prices go lower and now import not as big a deterrent as it used to be. So, and so I personally believe that spread can be maintained or even improved if the demand, as we expect it to, you know, get better in from the second half, then there is a possibility they can even get better, because these are, you know, the prices these are 4 or 5 year low prices, and there's a lot of the demand which is, you know, waiting on the sidelines, which is slow because you know, if you look at, so it's mainly the function of demand. You know, the spreads will be maintained or improved or deteriorate only because of the demand. I think cotton prices will play a very small part in that.
So, sir, if the spreads improve from current level in the second half, and in the opening remarks you indicated that near about 400 or 5,000 spindles are almost shut in the industry. So is it temporary out of system, or with the improvement in the spreads, we can see that capacity coming back into the industry?
So yeah, so there are some which can of course come back, but we see, you know, this time around there are many spindles which are being shut permanently. So this is a phenomena which is new, and there are many spindles which will not come back.
So, can you approximately name, I mean, quantify in terms of the numbers of spindles or in terms of the tonnage, how many spindles has gone out of the system for good?
These are all unofficial numbers, the news we get from our, machinery manufacturers and all. So it cannot be authenticated, so I won't like to elaborate on that.
Oh, sure, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sahil Vora from MNS Associates. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, as you mentioned in the previous call, the finance cost was highest and is expected to come down as and when you reduce the short-term debt. So in the quarter, the finance cost has reduced to 15 crores from 17 crores, correct? So how is the amount of debt company has paid off in the current quarter? And what are the expected repayments scheduled in the financial year? Also, if you can tell us the cost of debt for both short-term and long-term, that would be great.
Okay, so the short-term debt has come down from a level of almost 400 crores, 450 crores as on 31st March 2024 to around 100 crores as of today. So we have repaid almost 350 crores of short-term debt, and the long-term debt we have paid around 40 crores. 20 crores during the quarter, and we have a quarterly scheduled payment of around 17 crores, 15 to 16 crores, which we are paying. So that's how. So that's the output for our debt. What was the second question? The cost of debt, long-term debts are around 8%, and short-term debt is around about 6.5%.
6.5, okay, got it. So my next question was regarding the power cost. It has stayed the same even when our production has increased. So what were the reasons for the same? And lastly, are there any changes in the Punjab government policy regarding electricity as such?
So electricity cost year on year has come down because we have implemented a new solar rooftop solar plant. So we are generating almost 15% of our power in-house. So that has basically helped us in maintaining the power cost. Punjab has increased the prices by around very marginally by 1 or 2% in this year.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That is from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hitmashi Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, what is the current cotton inventory the company is holding, and what is the average price of the cotton inventory that we are holding? Like, is it lower than the market price or higher? And what policy do we adapt for deciding the inventory level?
Ma'am, right now, I cannot tell you the exact quantity we are holding, but whatever quantity we are holding is below the market price as on today. And about the holding period, it all depends on every year, how the crop is, what the outlook is, and it is based on quality and economic, quality and economically how, prudent it is. So it keeps on changing. So we don't have a policy, fixed policy. But in general, in calm day, in normal years, our policy is to stock for the season till March and then, start buying as the new harvest comes.
Okay. Sir, I have a second question. That is, Can you just give a mix between cotton yarn and blended yarn in our total revenue?
Yeah, so so out of so in volume wise, you know, it's almost 65% is cotton yarn and about 32% is polyester cotton yarn and rest is synthetic yarn, 2-3%. Other than the weight, which are not included in this.
Okay, okay. Just a follow-up. How do you see the market to value-added yarn, especially acrylic yarn?
Acrylic yarn, you see, all synthetic yarns are suffering right now because of, you know, huge dumping by China in last 6 to 8 quarters. So on the synthetic yarns, our own portfolio of synthetic yarn has been under pressure for last 6 to 8 quarters. So, yeah, so I don't see a very rosy future right now for next 2-3 quarters till, you know, the China total demand gets better.
Oh, okay, okay. Fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rahul from Akasha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So our channel check suggests that we've been, the industry has been going through extremely tough times. You alluded in your call, earlier in your call, suggesting that there have been some form of stress on the several spindles across the industry that is lying idle. Now, however, at the same point in time, you are suggesting that there is demand that is coming back. In your assessment, given the kind of utilization which is would have been at all time low, how would you suggest when the demand comes back, will there not be a crumble for the demand, given that people will like to take it at any price, given that they're going through a very tough time? We have been through some of these industries in the South which suggest that work is only happening at about 10 days in a month and the rest of the time they're lying idle. So it seems like whenever the demand comes back, taking the pricing back will be an extremely tough task. What is your thought on this?
Sir, I think that's what, you know, I said that there is, we see a consolidation happening across the sector. And if you see, you know, our margins have expanded to 12% and, you know, in peak, other than 2022, 15% to 17% is, you know, is supposed to be a good margin for our industry. But what we are seeing is, you know, the inefficiencies playing out. You know, there are players who are old, they are, you know, the power cost is high and, you know, demand, see, we expanded by 40% in last 1 year and we have been able to absorb it and sell it. So that's what consolidation is. I think the people who are efficient and who are, you know, keeping their cost lower, the operational efficiencies are better. So if they have an extra margin of 5-6%, 7%, then, you know, that is making those, you know, units which are not efficient close down. So this is a natural process, I think, in any industry, which is playing out in our industry right now because of, you know, very bad 6 to 8 quarters. And, yeah, maybe, you know, if the margins expand very, you know, the demand comes and, you know, the margins expand to maybe 20%+, maybe they come back. But we see, you know, majority of them, you know, not coming back.
So, sir, in light of that, what is the kind of sales growth that you are anticipating for FY25 and FY26?
We don't anticipate any sales growth this year because, a little bit, like, we are doing some debottlenecking and our volume from next quarter will increase by this quarter by 4 to 5 to 6%. But other than that, because we are already running at 95%, which is, 95 to 97% is the highest you can run at. And that's the only thing we are looking at from the volume point of view. Yeah, if the prices go up, then, of course, the turnover can go up. But otherwise, for next 6 to 8 months, we don't see anything major, spurting our volumes, because it can only come when our if we undertake new expansions and new projects.
Got it, sir. Thanks so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhuvan from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, in 2021-22, we were making an EBITDA of 25% on an average, and it has reduced drastically because of rise in 40-50% of the material cost. So is the company not able to pass on the cost to your clients?
So 21-22 was an aberration. When, if you see textile mills before 21-22 and after 21-22, our average EBITDA was never more than, standalone spinning mill, 15-16% was supposed to be the best year. So that was an aberration, and I would request you not to take that as a benchmark. So that was an exceptional year when the demand and, different reasons which all took place, the COVID, the shutdown, the supply chain issues, excessive demand because people were staying at home. So now things have leveled out and we are back to, we had a couple of bad quarters, years because of all that euphoria there was in 21-22. People bought too much. And now we are inching back to normalcy, which is, 15 to 16% of margins, in good times.
Okay, so is it safe to assume that by this end of the financial year, you are targeting for 15 to 16% margin and that is sustainable?
Yeah, we surely hope so. As we see the trajectory of demand, demand getting better and Indian spinning mills, in particular efficient Indian spinning mills, doing much better than overseas. There are challenges which our competitors abroad are facing. So a little bit of uptick in demand can definitely get us there.
Okay. And another question on power. You have installed 10 megawatt of rooftop solar. By what percent or to what extent it has reduced your power cost?
So we have total 25 megawatt operational right now, which generates around 15% of our total power needs in the year. So yes, so this has helped us in pruning our bill by 15%.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Gajaria from Boeing AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, and thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to check in, what is going on in Bangladesh at this point? And so if you can just give us a little bit of context on that.
Sorry, I could. It's not audible.
I'm audible now.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. So just wanted to check in. What is going on in Bangladesh at this point? There's been some cases of social unrest, right?
Yes. There was some problem in Bangladesh. There was a complete shutdown from Thursday, last Thursday till yesterday. So there was no contact, but we have started, the business has started, resumed since yesterday morning, and we see, the operations have been resumed by with most of our buyers, and we are able to contact them, and the business has started as usual.
Okay, so in terms of impact, it will be minimal, right? even for you and for other players based out of Bangladesh, I'm not wrong?
We don't see any impact because they were shut down for 4-5 days and they can always, you know, with garment industry, they can always make it up. They can work on Fridays and all that stuff. So we see a very limited, if at all, any impact.
Okay. And so you just alluded that the demand revival looks good versus your volume may not increase that significantly in 25. So I'm just like it's difficult for me to understand probably bridge the gap between the volume and the demand at this point, you know.
I just couldn't get your question. Actually, you're not very audible. The line is, you know, breaking.
Am I audible now?
You are, but it keeps on breaking the voice, you know. That's the thing. You can ask the question again. I'll try if I can capture it.
Mr. Varun, please go ahead with your question. As the current participant is not answering, we will move on to the next question, which is from Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have a very basic question. If I have to look at your margins, first of all, are you focused on margins or per kg profitability? How do you look at it internally? So that is the first question.
So actually, we look at per spindle per shift. You know, that is the metrics how we use in spinning industry, which is very technical. Because kilos, you know, if I make fine count, the profit per kg can be higher. If I make coarse count, the profit per kg will be lower. So it's a very complex thing. So we generally go by how much profit we make per spindle.
Okay. So my question is, how should we look at this profitability per spindle? Because if I look at your last 12-year numbers, okay, there are 3 years where you had better profitability as compared to what you are doing right now. And I'm excluding F22. Okay. Apart from that, you are almost at peak profitability, at least as an outsider, I see that. Or closer to peak profitability on per spindle basis or EBITDA margin basis, how you may look at it, it would be similar. So from here, if you want to take up your margins or first win the profitability upwards significantly by 20%, 25%, 30%, what will be the driver?
So, you know, the what it used to be, you know, is not very relevant right now because there are many things which we have done over so many years. You know, in 12 years, we have changed as a company. We have, you know, 15% of solar is our capability, which was never there. Then, you know, operational efficiencies because we have huge spindlage at one plant, which, you know, decreases our cost per spindle. So, yeah, there is, I think, if you compare it to those years, we still have, you know, a room up to run to get to the optimum profitability at reasonable demand.
So what will drive it there? Is it more demand and pricing or is it more volumes and operating leverage that will drive it? How should one look at it? What will be the driver of you taking it up significantly from current level?
There are multiple things. The volume can only come when if we go for a new expansion. So within what we have right now, the drivers are the debottlenecking, what we are doing, which will increase our production by 6%. Then, you know, continuous work on cost, how to reduce our cost, you know. So, and of course, the biggest driver is the demand. So we, right now, what we see is not a robust demand. It is okay, you know, and we know that, you know, there is a lot left in the tank. The European and West and American retailers are dry now. And, you know, the because even you know in today's market the prices are sustaining, but this is because the demand is okay. So we just need it to increase. You know, we are all set up. You know, we just need it to go to another level. You know, that demand, the festive season, and all that. Because many retailers, most of the retailers in Europe and US have shifted to countries other than China, and most of the countries are shifting to, which is India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka. They are our natural, you know, partners. So we see a lot of scope there. Just this demand to go up to a little bit can impact the profitability and the margins immensely.
Because so it means for you the relevant metrics would be pricing be driven by demand, because you are already at 95-96% utilization. Unless you can raise your utilization much higher than 100%. Can you? So is it the right way to look at it?
No, in spinning it is impossible. You know, 100% doesn't happen.
110%
doesn't happen here. So yeah, there is 5-6%, which we are working on, which will be operational by November, October, November. Some debottlenecking, and rest is definitely better demand and of course better inventory management, lower interest. That is again something we are working on. So all these will, in the short term, aid to our margin recovery. And the major expansion in volumes and profitability will only come when our new expansion is rolled in.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Deepak Saha from D.R. Choksi, Finserv Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm audible?
Yes.
Hi, so my first question is, in one of the recent con calls by your peer, they alluded to the fact that there's certain increase on the freight charges due to the Red Sea issue, and that some Indian textile players had their inventory built up due to lack of available ships. Right. So what are your experiences there, if you can share some color, like on the freight charge and the Red Sea issue? This is my first question.
Yeah, there has been a continuous increase for last 5-6 months, you know, and it has been happening because of the Red Sea issue and many other issues, the logjam at the Singapore and Colombo port. But we haven't seen, so we have faced, of course, and we had to pay because generally we keep a book of 60 to 70 days of sales. So we had to, you know, bear most of the cost, increased cost ourselves. So that is something which has been happening. To get better going forward. But execution, from the execution point of view, we could manage to ship out most of our stocks, most of our orders on time. And we did not face much inventory accumulation because of this issue.
So, I mean, that's really glad to know that you're still, despite this, you know, challenging conditions, you're able to manage your inventory such effectively. But what I was trying to understand, as per your understanding, do you think this is more of a transitory problem at the current situation, or given the current geopolitical dynamics, you know, this is going to be more of a structural challenge going ahead? Do you see any, you know, long-term risk and on the freight side?
No, I really don't think so. I think these, you know, this is the, you know, there are many issues related to this. The, you know, shipping lines have reacted with increased freights. They have employed more ships. You know, what it was 3 years back, the situation is totally different right now. The shipping industry has, you know, expanded hugely. And the problem was there was some logjam at that many ports, which is now sorting out. Things are getting better, and we already see some freight, you know, cooling down sharply. Like the freight from China to India, which had reached at 4600, is down to 2400. So we are seeing some routes which are already showing fatigue. And we expect once, you know, this, I think in a couple of months, what our intelligence says that in maybe by August 10th or September 1st, we should start seeing it back to normal and gradual decrease in freight price.
Oh, excellent. And that's cheers to the years. And my next question is, this last one as well. Recently, your company announced a stock split. So just if you can share your rationale behind it, that's my last question. And thank you for the rest of the year. All the best.
Rationale is just to, you know, get more shareholders, to get more coverage because, that's the only rationale behind that.
Sorry, sir, I couldn't read your voice. It just broke off. If you can come again.
The rationale was just to make it more affordable to retail investors and to have a broad coverage. You know, more people can participate in our company.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And all the best for the rest of the year.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Garg from Counter PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I'm trying to understand that believe that the management used to mention around 12% margin as a steady state margin. So now we have reached that kind of level. So you believe that, of course, FY22, those 28% margins were aberration. So this is our normalized margin and this is what investors should expect going forward, or there is still room for improvement barring any kind of inventory gains, etc.?
So as I said in a previous question that we expect 15-17% is what we expect a reasonable margin and a good margin for a standalone spinning company. So we still think there's a room of improvement. But under, you know, in these times when demand is not that robust as it, you know, expected, I think 12% is pretty good. We thought we did pretty well. But we expect once the demand comes back, which we really anticipate to come back in not a very distant future, for these to inch up.
Sir, I understand that cotton prices in the international markets are at a 4-year low. And sir, like on 31st March, we had an all-time high inventory of around 650 crores. So what is this number today? And so basically where I'm coming from is that, is there any chance of we getting hit on the inventory side due to fall in cotton prices? And sir, also please tell us whether the domestic cotton prices, are they also falling in sync with the international prices, or they are holding steady and you don't foresee any inventory loss?
So, now we are in July, so there are 2 months left for this season. So, right now, whatever our inventory is below the market price right now. So, we don't anticipate any inventory loss for next 2-3 months. So, I think this is the perfect time for actually the prices to be coming down because we are looking at the new season. And so we don't expect that to happen, and we expect the prices to start moderating when the new crop comes in, and that would be in mid-October onwards. So we expect marginal impact in this cotton year.
And sir, how are the domestic cotton prices vis-a-vis the international cotton prices? And also, sir, are we free to import cotton from abroad in case we find a better quality cotton at a cheaper price than the domestic cotton under first the advance authorization for our yarn exports? And also, sir, what is the import duty on cotton imports if we need to sell the yarn in the domestic market?
So if we have to sell the yarn in the domestic market, the duty is 11%. And under advance authorization, of course, you can import without paying any duty. So you have you know, all the freedom to do whatever you want to do. Like, there is a slight disadvantage when we are exporting that yarn, because the incentives are down by 2 to 3%. So that's a very small margin when it comes to, you know, when we, so I think it's not that big a factor right now. So we expect Indian prices also to converge with the world prices when the time comes. Right now, international prices are about 1300 to 1400 on, then 60, it's about 81, 82 cents, and Indian prices are around 86, 85, 86 cents. So we expect these both these to converge once the, because right now, you know, it's very difficult to compare because there is no Indian crop right now. Rivals have finished, and most of the cotton which is left is with the Cotton Corporation of India. So they, it is up to them what they want to do with it. But when the new crop comes in, there will be pressure on to sell, and I think we feel that prices, both prices will have to converge.
Great, sir. Thank you very much, and best of luck.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, do you have any view or any update on with respect to the acreage for cotton in the current season? Because there are mixed reports which is indicating somewhere it is being seen drop and somewhere it is being seen increase. If an aggregate view, it would be helpful, updated view.
So we feel there will be a drop this year. We feel the acreage will drop by 4 to 5% across the country.
Okay.
But we don't anticipate crop to be much lower, because last year was very, the yields in North India and Gujarat especially were very, very bad. And
okay.
if the weather has been good across the cotton growing central and south India, so the crop is progressing well. And if the weather, you know, behaves in harvest time, then we might get, you know, a similar crop or maybe better crop, because yields are more important than the number of acreage we are in. So we are already at the, you know, one of the worst yields across the world. So even a small increase of 10 to 15% in yields, which are very low, can give us a better crop than last year.
Okay. This is helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone to be a part of this call, and we appreciate, and if you have any questions or any queries, you can direct it towards our company secretary or Orient Capital. See you next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Sport King India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.